Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There are so many questions that are brought to bear when it comes to dealing with how do you place the candidacy of Nikki Haley. Is she really running for vice president? That's what some people say, that whoever wins the Republican nomination for president, whether it's President Trump or Governor DeSantis, they would be well advised to pick Nikki Haley as their running mate. So is she being cautious about saying anything about Trump or Haley precisely because of that? And what about this question that is asked in the Wall Street Journal by Bill McGurn, who's asking, will a Democrat challenge Joe Biden? He certainly is not demonstrating enough support, even within his own party, where most people say they don't want him to run, to discourage a Democrat from taking on the president. And if so, who would the Democrat be? It's great to speak to Josh Krauschauer about that. He is the senior political correspondent at Axios. He has a new piece entitled Nikki Haley Avoids a Trump Nickname on her 2024 launch day. Josh, did they have a nickname they were considering for Nikki?
You know, Michael, first of all, thanks for having me on a very eventful day in the world of 2024 politics. Look, if you look at Donald Trump's playbook from 2016, he used those derogatory nicknames when he was threatened by a certain rival in the Republican Party. So he put out a statement this afternoon reiterating that he didn't think Nikki Haley was going to run because she said she wouldn't challenge him in the primary. But other than that, he's been pretty hands-off with the attacks. He has not issued a nickname for Nikki Haley. I think that would change if she starts getting ahead of steam in the polls, if she catches fire in South Carolina and Iowa and New Hampshire and in some of these early primary states. But look, I don't think you're going to see a nickname or a very aggressive line of attack until she really does catch fire and get ahead of steam in the primary.
So what about, just to speak about nicknames a little bit more, clearly President Trump does feel challenged and threatened by Governor Ron DeSantis, but what is the story with Meatball Ron? I mean, all I could think of is that it's a slur on his Italian-American heritage. And given the fact, that can't be a smart move, can it?
Well, I mean, history repeats itself. I mean, whenever you think Trump can't go somewhere, he does. So never rule anything out. I think Trump has struggled to figure out a way to go after DeSantis. Look, I think the most likely line of attack against DeSantis is that he's part of the establishment, that he's a free trader, he supported entitlement reforms, the kind of painting him as a classic conservative in a way that where Trump is this authentic populist who doesn't want to get in, he doesn't want to engage in Russia, doesn't want to defend the Ukrainians, help defend the Ukrainians against Russia, doesn't want to, he wants to close the border, wants to take a really tough line on illegal immigration, against any entitlement reforms, including raising the age for Social Security. That line, that brand, Trump seems to be leaning into more and more. And if there's a line of attack that Trump does use, based on substance against, DeSantis, I think he's gonna try to paint DeSantis as more of a kind of a donor class creation, and he's the genuine populist who is in tune with these issues that he tapped into in 2016 and is running on overdrive into in 2024.
Okay, I'm just fascinated by this because it's a psychological issue, it's an ethnic relations issue, again, is it possible that President Trump is trying to insult with a meatball Ron the idea that Ron DeSantis is not in perfect shape, as opposed to an Adonis like Donald Trump himself?
Well, that was my first thought, that it was a dig at his weight, not his Italian heritage. But it could be both. Like, you definitely make a good point on both fronts. Look, I don't think these attacks are sticking. What was it, Ron DeSanctimonious was the first attack against the governor. What makes this moment very interesting and significant is DeSantis has a deep well of support from conservatives, from MAGA voters, from a lot of the same Trump supporters in 2016 that you couldn't say for a lot of the rivals of Trump in 2016. And you know, just based on like the online conversation, which is where these things percolate, the DeSantis attacks don't seem to be sticking. It certainly, if you look at the polling, it doesn't seem to be hurting DeSantis's image. DeSantis still leads, or at least is very competitive with Trump in all these early primary polls. So, look, I think the biggest challenge for DeSantis isn't so much how does he have a comeback against Trump on these childish insults. It's really going to be whether he can show that he's got the retail political skill, that he can go to a town hall in New Hampshire, that he can kind of smile and have the social, emotional, and, you know, aptitude to really connect and have a beer with, to make people want to have a beer with you, rather than being sort of a grim, negative culture warrior. And look, I think there's some advantages to, and then certainly he's got a lot of things to talk about that are assets from his governance in Florida. But there's a lot of questions about his retail political skills. And I think that is his bigger challenge versus trying to deal with like the comeback insults against Donald Trump.
Right. In terms of the Nikki Haley candidacy, which seemed to have a fairly successful launch today, the Republican order of primaries remains unchanged. We're going to have the Iowa caucuses, and then we're going to have the New Hampshire primary, and then South Carolina. Now, clearly, she is going to want to be as competitive as possible in those first two states and then clean up in South Carolina. She needs to win that state, her home state, or she's through, right?
Of course. I mean, if you can't win your home state, unless it's like extraordinary circumstances, I think you're not going to be viable. I think if I'm the Haley campaign, her first stop after today is New Hampshire, and then she's going to Iowa next week. And look, I think she has a lot of appeal to the independent-minded New Hampshire voters, and then she's that is a state that rewards retail politics, where people want to see you face to face and, you know, have that connection. And I think she actually is very talented on that front. So I think New Hampshire is a state they're going to be putting a lot of eggs in that basket. And look, I mean, on Iowa, I think she also has some appeal, potential appeal as well. But look, she's going to have to do well in one of those first two states, I think, and then use that to translate momentum into South Carolina later on.
Okay.
If she doesn't win South Carolina,
If Chris Sununu, home state governor, popular, if he actually runs, he wins New Hampshire, doesn't he?
I don't know about that. I'm not even sure if he does run at this point. I just talked to him last week. He's definitely considering a presidential campaign, but he also was considering a Senate campaign and ultimately decided not to pull the trigger. But yeah, I mean, if he ran for president, it wouldn't just complicate Haley's path, but it would create a whole different calendar or a whole different scenario and how the different candidates would compete and where they would compete, because you would think he would do quite well in New Hampshire.
Josh Kroshauer, Axios senior political correspondent, can you stay with us for a moment to talk about the Democratic primaries? Could there be an actual viable challenge to Joe Biden, and if so, from whom? We will get to that and more with Josh Kroshauer of Axios coming up.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to be speaking with Josh Krauschauer on this day of the real launch of the Nikki Haley for President campaign. Josh is the Axios senior political correspondent. He knows all the candidates, talks to them, and one of the big questions right now is everyone's expecting a spirited campaign for the Republican nomination. But Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal puts forward the possibility that based upon all of the polling recently that shows that nearly two-thirds of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run for president next time. Could a Democrat, and if so, which Democrat, could someone on the Democratic side challenge the incumbent president if he does, as everyone assumes at this point, if he does decide to run for re-election?
Yeah, Michael, I think Bill makes a fascinating point. It's one I've actually written about as well, in that there's a disconnect between the institutional public opinion within the Democratic Party leadership and the voters that, actually decide these nominations. And something's got to give. Like, if two-thirds of Democrats want someone other than Biden to run, yet no one's running, and he's going to coast to renomination potentially, that doesn't really square. You know, I think what's more likely is something like we saw in 2016, when around this time in 2015, if you remember, we all expected Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton to be the nominees. That was the conventional wisdom. And it didn't match where the public opinion was, where people wanted new leadership. They didn't want political dynasties to continue. And we saw what happened in 2016 in the Republican Party. And in the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton actually was a nominee, but she got a spirited challenge from Bernie Sanders. And I think what might happen, especially if the economy continues to struggle and there's a lot of angst in the Democratic voting base, is that not a lot of big name candidates would jump, or not many or any big name candidates would jump in, but maybe there would be the equivalent of a 2024 version of Bernie Sanders, a progressive activist, a business leader or donor that could jump in. And keep in mind, Michael, New Hampshire got punished by the Democratic Party. They were relegated to second and third in the primary calendar, and they're saying, no, we're not changing our date. We're going to have our primary at the same time as always, even though we may get punished for it. We won't get any delegates that get allocated for this primary. Well, New Hampshire's value has always not been in the number of delegates it allocates, but in its symbolic value. And I could easily see a scenario where, with all the media attention in New Hampshire for the Republicans, an entrepreneurial Democrat jumping in the New Hampshire primary, getting some attention, challenging Biden, maybe from the left, and maybe doing better than people expect in a symbolic primary for the Democrats. Realistic scenario.
Would that be a possibility that it's a nearby U.S. Senator, Elizabeth Warren? Would she do it?
You know, she has been publicly supportive of Joe Biden, but look, if his political standing got worse, if the economy continued to show inflationary problems, then maybe she would take that risk. But the challenge is, like, a lot of the people who have offices might get penalized by campaigning in New Hampshire. But if you're an outsider, if you're someone who's not tied to the political process, you could certainly wouldn't make much of a difference. So, I mean, like, you think about 1968 with Gene McCarthy challenging LBJ in New Hampshire when it was just starting. The New Hampshire primary was just, you know, at the beginning stages in history. I mean, that was a seminal moment in American political history where a kind of a no-name senator got on the map and caused LBJ to step down or retire and not run for re-election. You know, I don't know if it would be that dramatic, but I certainly think if you're an entrepreneurial progressive in 2024 and you see a vulnerable Joe Biden with a lot of angst within the party, you know, go to New Hampshire, spend some time at the diners and the town halls, and maybe you could actually score a surprising upset and get your name on the political map. And look, I would still expect Biden to be the nominee if he runs, but he probably, based on the economy and based on where the polls are right now, there are a lot more headwinds than I think Democrats appreciate.
What about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I think that by 2024 she's eligible to run for president, right? She's 35.
Yes.
And which she need to be eligible to run. If she ran in New Hampshire, and this is, again, you bring up Gene McCarthy in 1968. He did not win in New Hampshire. He lost the state. He got 42%, which was considered amazing against the incumbent president. And it was enough to knock the president out in 1952 when Harry Truman was giving every indication that he was going to run again, and he was allowed to under the 22nd Amendment. And then Estes Kefauver beat him 2-1 in the New Hampshire primary, and Truman withdrew. Would it be possible for a figure like AOC, who does have her not big Republican support for AOC, but she certainly has her coterie in the Democratic Party who might go in for that kind of challenging campaign, no?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be someone, and maybe this isn't a likely outcome, but Stacey Abrams, who doesn't have anything to do, who, you know, made a name for herself in denying election results in Georgia and, you know, doesn't have a job, is a well-known figure, professional activist. You know, why not, right? Now, why not?
Help sell her novels, right? I mean, she's a novelist. She writes romance novels.
Right, I mean... And exactly, like, all she would have to do is win 40% or, you know, it wouldn't take a whole lot to get your name on the map in New Hampshire and just kind of stick your middle finger at the party establishment. If you thought you had a chance to really make a difference. And I think the bar is low. It doesn't take a win, and it would just take someone to kind of test Biden's political strength within the party. And again, I think institutionally he's strong because party leaders are scared at the prospect of either Vice President Harris or a wide open ideological civil war within the party if Biden steps aside. So I think that's their bigger fear, or that's the biggest fear, even more than not having Biden there. But I think that there is a real chance that someone who is, I would say, more of an outsider could go to New Hampshire and really tempt fate and try to give Biden a run for his money.
And that New Hampshire primary is scheduled 3 days after the South Carolina primary. So I don't know why they put it so close together and at the same time as Nevada. So the Democrats seem to have set up a thrill ride for political junkies. You still think it's going to be Trump versus Biden?
I don't think it's going to be Trump. I still think the smart money, Biden runs for re-election. I think, I think it might be bumpier than people expect, but I think he's going to be the nominee. I think Trump, the chance that Trump may be the favorite right now just by the numbers, but I think it's more likely Trump is not the nominee than it come 2024.
Well, that certainly makes it more interesting and exciting and probably healthier for the country. Josh Krauschauer, his most recent piece on Nikki Haley is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with flying objects that may be friendly and more on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I listen to you every single day.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. The 19-year-old gunman who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Erie County Judge Susan Egan.
You will never see the light of day as a free man ever again.
Before the sentence was read, shooter Peyton Gendron was rushed by a man in the courtroom. That man was held back by authorities, and Gendron was taken out of the court. The skies have been clear of any flying objects recently. That's according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Crews are still working to retrieve debris from the three objects that were downed in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend. Make-A-Wish America is getting a massive donation from basketball great Michael Jordan. He donated $10 million to the foundation. Jordan said he's been a partner with Make-A-Wish for more than three decades. It's been described as the largest individual donation in Make-A-Wish history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is more about the Pentagon, which acknowledged yesterday that the first missile fired by a U.S. fighter jet over Lake Huron. Now, Lake Huron is here. You know, I mean, it's on the border between the U.S. and Canada. So it's pretty serious. When you hear about a fire jet firing missiles, you'd like to think they know what they're firing on, but they didn't. The first missile fired by a U.S. fighter jet over Lake Huron on Sunday missed the target. Now, this is not encouraging. General Mark Milley, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in Brussels, took time to explain that the missile that missed its target is now at the bottom of Lake Huron. Now, that's the missile, so they're not going to be able to recover it. First shot missed, and by the way, the missiles do cost over $400,000 each, so they're it's not chump change. First shot missed, second shot hit, Milley said. We go to great lengths to make sure that the airspace is clear and the backdrop is clear up to the max effective range of the missile. And in this case, the missiles landed harmlessly in the water of Lake Huron. Recovery units are trying to retrieve the unidentified objects so intelligence officials can determine what they are. Recovery efforts also are underway for the data that's left after an F-22 shot down a Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. That was on February 4th. That's 11 days ago. Can you believe it? An official said Monday that crews had recovered significant debris from the craft that included priority sensor and electronics pieces. Okay, so I guess that's good and that's encouraging. But the whole idea of firing and missing a target and not knowing what the target really is, because they claim, and they said this again and again, they don't know. These might have been harmless intrusions. They may have been industrial kinds of craft or drones of some kind. It does not make our military look great. It does not make the country or the administration, the leadership look great when you're shooting things down and three right in a row and you don't know what you're shooting at, because this could be problematic. And, Frank, it is problematic. Now, all of this contributes to this sense in America that our leadership is subpar. And I do think that if you look at the polling, there's an interesting piece at the Associated Press by Hannah Fingerhut, and she writes that while President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump are preparing for a possible rematch in 2024, a new poll finds a notable lack of enthusiasm within the parties for either man as his party's leader, and a clear opening for new standard bearers. About a third of both Democrats and Republicans are unsure of who they want leading their party. According to the poll from the Associated Press National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs Research, that's at University of Chicago, this is considered one of the gold standard polls, the NORC poll, and it shows that the Republicans coalesce around a couple of individuals, Trump included, but a majority remain uncommitted to him despite his grip on the party apparatus. And Republicans have grown somewhat more pessimistic about the future of their party. And that's also a very relevant and problematic aspect. For Democrats, it's another warning sign about the depth of Biden's support amid concerns about nominating someone who would be 86 at the end of the second term. He's certainly in an age where he's not going to run for office. He's going to walk. Ha ha ha. Said David Townsend, a 58-year-old veteran services manager in Indianapolis who leans toward the Democratic Party. Townsend said he would support Biden if he were the nominee, but he wants a new voice to lead with vigor and energy. He suggests Biden could have a role in shaping the future. He needs to be on the lookout for a standard bearer, someone that could carry his message forward. You really think that Biden is on the lookout for somebody else? He wants to be replaced? He doesn't communicate that. The Biden that we saw at the State of the Union is a guy who is running and wants to run. Despite his status as the incumbent president who has accomplished many of his party's long-sought priorities, fewer than half of Democrats, 41%, identify Biden as the current leader of the party in an open-ended question. And just 12% want Biden to play that role? This is astonishing. You've got an incumbent president, and only 12% of his party wants him to lead that party. Only 38% of Republicans say they are optimistic about the future of the Republican Party, while 36% are pessimistic, and 24% say they feel neither. Pessimism has grown since October. It's grown from 27% who are pessimistic to now 36% who they're pessimistic about the Republican Party. For Democrats, there is no shortage of options, they say, about an alternate leader for the party. If It is not Joe Biden. And who do they mention? They say they're lawmakers and others who are unlikely to seek the nomination. Trailing Biden at 12% as the preferred leader, there is a new House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, a congressman from New York, Senator Bernie Sanders, who is even older than Biden, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They each earn 5%. So if there were somebody in the wings who was like Obama who could step in, this is according to a 63-year-old acupuncturist they interviewed as representative of public opinion in the Democratic Party, that acupuncturist, whose name is Zwolinski, says if there was somebody in the wings that was like Obama that could step in, I would love to see Biden bless that person and maybe graciously bow out, she said, but I don't see anybody right now. And that sense that there is no clear leadership for the party and for either party right now. Sarah Palin, not suggesting her as a clear-cut leader, she actually went on Newsmax, and she had a very relevant, powerful message that she was aiming directly at one of the leading candidates. Who was it? We will get to that. There is also a big new movie with Alison Brie that we will be talking about. And the questions about that train disaster in Ohio, is there a possible conspiracy behind that? We will get to that and to more coming up on The Medved Show.
And we see in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is a place of infinite peace and infinite love.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show. If you're feeling tired and aching joints and just not feeling yourself, that may be your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Maybe an upset stomach, acid indigestion. You can't eat the foods you really want to eat. Balance 7 can change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. It's just 3 little ounces a day that you take of Balance 7, and you can feel better. It is guaranteed. As a matter of fact, if you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Balance 7, and use the code MEDVED, you get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, and that money-back guarantee. Go to michaelmedved.com. There is Sarah Palin, who went on Newsmax, and she had a message for Governor DeSantis. Remember, Sarah Palin, in her first term as governor of Alaska, was nominated for vice president, and then after that didn't work out, she left the governorship early, did not run for a second term. She recently lost a race for Congress as Alaska's only member of the House of Representatives. But here's her message for Governor DeSantis.
Does he think DeSantis jumps in?
DeSantis doesn't need to. I envision him as our president someday, but not right now. Everybody I speak with in Florida, they all love him. And he does set the tone for, I'd say, every other governor in the nation. I think he's our best governor. And he should stay governor for a bit longer. He's young. You know, he has decades ahead of him where he can be our president.
Okay, she didn't stay as governor. It's a kind of ironic that she's saying that. That kind of her life and career could have been very different. Certainly her popularity in Alaska would have been much more formidable had she not left the governor's office. And here is Governor DeSantis debunking the charge of book banning, claiming that he wants to ban books in Florida. Here's Governor DeSantis.
Here in Duval County, we have seen bookshelves in schools emptied in response to Florida's new guidelines on books. I'm wondering, is this what you're
actually, you know, that would be
video, that was a fake narrative. That was not true. And our press guys, where is Brian back there? He can get you the details on that. This is trying to create some narrative as if that they hadn't even put the books out yet to begin with. So there's no need for all of that stuff. What they're trying to do is they're trying to act like somehow, you know, we don't want books. And some of the narratives that you hear people talk about felony charges. Understand, nothing that we've done since I've been governor has done anything. Now, there is longstanding Florida law that prohibits an adult from giving a school child pornography. But don't we think that that's inappropriate to do? But that's been the law for a long time. So when they hear you, when they start chirping about that, understand, they're talking about longstanding Florida law that's trying to protect young children. So I think they're trying to do things to virtue signal. I think it's all politically motivated. But what the Department of Education, I've asked them, I said, talk to these school districts. Tell, are there books that are problematic? Are you really removing and make them justify what they're doing? Because I can tell you, with our curriculum transparency, parents are concerned if you have in sixth grade the ability to access a book that has pornographic acts depicted. And you have seen that across the country. Go read books like Gender Queer and see what's in there. It's inappropriate. So we've armed parents the ability to object to that and to make sure that they're having education and not indoctrination. But anytime you hear about something that seems so outlandish, just understand they're manufacturing that to try to create a narrative.
Okay, I think he is basically right about this, and there is a fundamental difference between books in a public library and books in a school library. I mean, school libraries, the nature of school libraries are little kids. Our granddaughter who's in kindergarten has access to the library at her school. And again, should there be more of a limitation in school life? Sure. And this is probably a successful issue for Governor DeSantis and for conservatives in general. One conservative who's raising an issue that, honest to God, what is the purpose of raising this now? It's of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she was repeating her concerns for a forgotten figure from January 6, 2021. Listen.
Sir, you know, we hear all of this talk nonstop about George Floyd, right?
Ashley Babbitt.
But yet no one cares about Ashley Babbitt. Nobody cares about her.
I do.
And I've seen the video of when she was shot. And what our mainstream media and what our Democrats refuse to acknowledge is if you watch that video, Ashley Babbitt was fighting people and trying to stop them from breaking the window and going further where they were going.
That's right.
She was an unarmed veteran.
That's right.
And she was murdered. Murdered. That's the word. Murdered. And the man that shot her, walking around free, he has never been charged. There was justice for George Floyd. And I want to...
Okay, again... The comparison between George Floyd, who he had just passed a counterfeit bill in order to buy, I think it was cigarettes. But the idea that he was tortured, in effect, and he was murdered by police officers in public with people around. Now, Ashley Babbitt was part of a demonstration that was highly violent, that injured 140 police officers, and there was a Capitol police officer standing there preventing her from trying to crash through a window, and yes, you can see the tape, it's very much there, to crash through the window into the House chamber. And the warning was very clear that he was there doing his job as a Capitol police officer, protecting members of the House of Representatives from a mob. And the idea that do you want to have people react about Ashley Babbitt the way they reacted about George Floyd It's an absurd comparison and certainly does not make people on the conservative side look good. But then again, not much from Marjorie Taylor Greene that does. Here is a romantic movie the day after Valentine's Day about coming home to your old hometown, Leavenworth, Washington in this case, and hoping to rekindle a high school romance. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Alison Brie plays a marginal TV star who returns to her mountain hometown in Leavenworth, Washington, and reconnects with her high school crush. But he's on the verge of his wedding day in Somebody I Used to Know. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I need to see this through, whatever it is.
You mean like with you and the groom?
You can just call him Sean.
Allie, this has gone way too far.
I don't know what to do anymore.
The main character is an odd combination of appealing and obnoxious in a film directed and co-written by Alison Brie's husband, Dave Franco. The slowly unfolding plot manages to avoid predictability but simultaneously avoids plausibility. Jay Ellis, meanwhile, is a standout as the main character's romantic fixation. Rated R for sex references, 2 stars for the occasionally engaging Somebody I Used to Know. And Jay Ellis is somebody you're going to get to know because he is definitely a rising star and is great in this movie. Next time, we will be taking a look at the world's longest scientific study of happiness. It's been conducted at Harvard over the use of many generations, trying to answer the question, how scientifically do you achieve greater happiness? And there's some answers to those questions in a new book called The Good Life, Lessons from the World's Longest Scientific Study of Happiness. We'll be talking to Dr. Robert Waldinger, who's the author of the book and the current superintendent of this study. We'll also be talking about the situation in Portland where the street response teams are no longer allowed to hand out free tents following orders from the fire commissioner. Why? Because Portland Fire has been called 1,015 times in the past 2 years to respond to tent-related fires at homeless encampments. That and more, where we can do better for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.